Just last week, I read a story about another local brewery closing, and I wanted to see if this is just a correction in the microbrewery market or if the market is really in some kind of decline. So let's talk with KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz. He's a professor in the Chaffetz School of Business at St. Louis University, and of course, he is our KMOX business analyst. Jerry, what's your take on this?
Well, thanks for coming. I mean, professors are known for their beer drinking, and I'm probably no exception. But your feeling was absolutely on target. If we want to think about it, St. Louis has gone through three different generations of beer drinking in the past, really in the past 15 years. So if we're going back 10, 15 years, that was the boom time. We had a tremendous number of breweries opening up. What was driving it were the millennials. The folks 25 to 34 at that time were into a different kind of beer. They wanted craft beer, local, bitter, high levels of alcohol, and it was a status symbol. So we had this boom in breweries here in town. 5 years ago, 2021, pandemic, and basically everyone's staying home. That put all of these breweries into survival mode. Some of them started packaging four packs, and you could get those in the local groceries. Others basically created outdoor spaces to attract and keep customers coming back. But it was the beginning of the tough times, and probably if we're looking for a single point of, say, when do we think it was really changing, when White Claw hard seltzer started getting made in St. Louis, that was a direct challenge to, will the old-fashioned beers survive? Today, we're looking at what you might call the great beer correction. It's kind of survival of the fittest. Closures are outpacing openings. Closures in the past year, Trailhead, Schlafly, Ferguson, Steampunk, Wellsprout, Arch Nemesis, Earthbound, all of those closed. What's causing this? Well, we're talking $8 to $9 for a beer. Four packs are $16. The fact is that the younger generation, Gen Z, bless their hearts, they invented a whole new term. They call it zebra drinking. They will have a alcoholic drink and then water or a non-alcoholic drink and alternate that through the night. So even when they're out drinking, they're drinking less and they're more likely to drink fancy cocktails. So we've been seeing a lot of closures of breweries.
Jerry, thank you for your insight on this.
Glad to be of help.
That is Jerome Katz, professor in the Chaffetz School of Business at St. Louis University, and our KMOX business analyst joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Have a great week.